So yeah, what happened in Genesis 3 is happening now. What happened in the Old Testament is happening now. What's happening now will be happening tomorrow. And you might say, how's that possible? Because everything happened at the cross, the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. What's really going on in your daily repeat? Your daily repeat, what's going on? The flesh versus the spirit. The flesh mind versus the spirit mind. What happened to Adam and Eve? What happened at Adam and Eve? The flesh mind. The devil tempted Eve. He's the tempter. A third of the angels fell because it's part of the script. A third of your day you sleep. 33%. Jesus went to the cross at 33. A third of your day you're in a death state, sleeping. It's like a death. So what you're doing is, every day you wake up, you're fighting the battle of flesh versus spirit. And so the flesh represents those under law. So we see the dispensations of law and grace and innocence and consciousness and all that stuff, but it happens on a daily basis. If you wake up and you realize every day is the same battle, you can overcome the battles because it's just the flesh mind versus the spirit mind. And in Jesus, you have the spirit mind, right? Christ in you, the hope of glory. By His Word, He's given you all things that pertain to life and godliness in His Word. So every moment of every day is the spirit mind versus the flesh mind. When you rub shoulders with people at church, at work, in the neighborhood, the grocery store, wherever you go, whatever you do, it's the flesh versus the spirit. The world will call it something else. They will just say it's, you know, the spirit is love, but love also entails truth. So here's what the world is trying to push over on you right now. The world is trying to push over on you that you should embrace your dark side and your light side. That's what the world's trying to do. Even a President Obama one time, he said, it's about overcoming your reptilian nature. Well, they're not even doing that. They're not even saying that anymore. They're saying embrace both sides, your dark side and your light side. Well, you can't do that. The two shall never mix, because they'll say, well, that's the yin and the yang, and that's the balance of life where you have to embrace your dark side. They use different words, but they're saying the same thing. What other words are they using? Let's see if I can remember what I heard them say. Something about the dark side. They say you gotta embrace your Now I admit you have to look at the dark side and admit it's sin. But see, they're not looking at the dark side to admit it's sin. They're looking at the dark side and say, oh, it's just another part of me. I forget the word, the terminology right now, but it's always a play on words. They're always playing the same game. They're always trying to use words to convolute the fact that it's your sinful nature, you know. They're playing the same game every time. Maybe somebody can remember. What do they say? It's kind of wild how they can just come up with these sayings. They say to embrace your dark side, to be the full person, because if you try to hide, they talk about the narcissist side people, and they talk about looking at the dark side, the shadow side or something. I can't remember exactly how they say it, but you know what I'm saying. They're trying to say it's okay to have a dark side. Embrace it. Well, we know that the heart's deceitfully wicked, who can know it? We know there's an old Adam, but that's the whole purpose of dying daily with the power of the Holy Spirit to allow you to die daily, you know? But anyway, we know it plays out every day. We see it every day. The sun goes down, the sun comes up. We have night and day. The reason the devil exists is because the flesh side of Adam. The flesh side of Eve. You can only understand what you are. In other words, if you're a sinner, you can only understand sinners. If you're a saint, you understand saints. There's different levels. There's different levels of enlightenment, if you want to use that word. I don't like that word, but there's different levels of spirituality, you might want to say, in Christ, because you're being transformed day by day. It's a sanctification process, is all it is. So when you see somebody walking in the dark side, he says, condescend to men of low estate. If you see somebody who thinks and talks and everything they say is darkness, everything out of their mouth, their whole worldview is just darkness, you don't have to be judging them. You just have to know they're not there yet. They're not ready to be transformed. They still love the death cult. They still love death. If they're still getting drunk and drugging and all that stuff and proud of their dirty jokes and proud of their con artist mindsets, and if they're proud of doing evil, you know they're in the dark side. If they're proud of their evil, who wasn't recently had a popular song? She said, it's me, I'm the problem, it's me. And that became popular, but how many people really woke up? Did she wake up? But the fact that she wrote that song, did she wake up? I forget her name now. But anyway, you see it pretty much everywhere. In the news, in the media, in the politics. You got the dark side and you got the light. And you see it in Star Wars. You see it in Star Trek. You see it everywhere. The dark versus the light. And if you look at all these shows, they're trying to take the dark triad person, the psychopath, sociopath, the narcissist. They're trying to take the dark triad. This is what psychology is doing there. They're saying, just look at your dark triad. The dark triad goes back to the malicious person, you know, and the drama person. They're trying to embrace the dark side, because they know they have no power to overcome it. Because without Jesus, you can't overcome it, and you really can't, as a saved person, can't overcome it. You just have to die daily, because it's too powerful. So you have to die daily, and so they know they can't overcome their dark side. That's why I take them to the ABC store about every day when I pick them up with Uber. They get off work and they go straight to the ABC store. I mean, it's like a religious, it's religious, man. They are religiously going to the ABC store. If you want a job that's secure, go to work at the ABC store. So they religiously try to overcome it. But the ones who finally, instead of them running to Jesus, they finally just say, I'm just going to embrace my dark side. They have a word for it. I forget what it is now. It's so convoluted. It's kind of like the social justice warriors or whatever they are. They always have this weird name for stuff. You know, it's like Just say what it is. You're a sinner, and your sin stinks to the high heaven. You're going to burn forever, and you don't have the power to overcome. Only Jesus does. Just say what it is, you know. But they can't. They can't face it. They sit there and say, we're going to embrace the dark side, but they can't go face off with it and admit they're a sinner. So it's always a justification. It's always some kind of excuse. Blame somebody else. Blame God. Blame their environment. Blame somebody, because they can't look at themselves. So it's playing out every day, and they're always, the dark side's always using new words to hide the same truth. Let me say it again. The devil and the dark side are using new words to justify sin, to hide from sin, to not admit sin, to admitting they're weak, that they can't overcome their dark side. They're admitting they're weak, but they use words to not call it weakness, not call it sin and death and the death goal. They're just always coming up with a new justification, but it's the same day. That's what I'm saying. You can use different words. You can have different technology, but it's the same day every day. Same stuff happening all the time. Long story short, you should be able to hear what I'm saying if you're saved and you already know it. You're just glad somebody said it and made a comment about it, because you're sitting there scratching your head saying, what's wrong with these people? They're trying to embrace their dark side instead of admitting that it's sin and turning from it. They want you to accept them and their insanity and their foolishness and their mindless jibber jabber that makes no sense. They want you to accept their insanity is what it comes down to. The devil wants you to accept him and his foolishness and his antichrist doctrine. The devil's a liar. He's always been a liar, and he always comes up every season. He comes up with a new lie, you know. Once we break his lie and see through his lie and it starts to spread, then he has to come up with a new lie, but it's the same lie. It's just new terminology. They want you to accept their alternative life as legit. They want to be their own God and set their own rules and their own parameters. They are actually telling you that they are children of the devil.